Good afternoon. My name is Schlegel. I'm with Kansas State University. John Holman could not be here today, so I'm filling in. The co-authors on the paper was Tom Roberts, Scott Maxwell, and Duong Min. The reason we're looking at these forages is we're in a semi-arid crop production area. We have irrigation, but it's decreasing due to the declines in the Ogallala Aquifer. There's quite a bit of cattle feeding in the area in southwest Kansas or down into Texas or even in Nebraska. Both cow-calf, stock or feedlot, and there's been an increase in dairy. So there is a need for feedstuffs, both grain and forage. And with the decreases in irrigation, maybe there may be changes in cropping systems, perhaps more forages than grain. It would be easier to ship in grain than it would be to ship in forages. So perhaps there's been a need for more forage research. There has not been as much in the past or recently as there has been with grain. The common what producers use for forage rotations are continuous winter triticale or continuous forage sorghum. This study was conducted at three locations, Dodge City, which the wettest of the three, Garden City, and Tribune, which is very west central. The rotations are, each phase represent each year four applications, measure soil water, forage yield, forage quality. And the crops was forage sorghum, winter triticale, and spring triticale. And the treatments was the continuous winter triticale is one, continuous forage sorghum is a second one, and then a double crop of winter triticale and forage sorghum, which would give us two crops per year. And then the last treatment gave us three crops every 2 years, which was a combination of winter triticale, forage sorghum, and then a spring triticale. And the spring triticale was just used as a transition crop to get back to winter triticale. So those are the treatments. The forages were cut, and we hope to get regrowth, for we did not have a bare ground, and that sometimes worked and sometimes didn't. This is all dry land, and the years that the study was done in the 2011 and 12 were not the greatest years for rainfall. So the forage sorghum was give or take close to what you have after grain sorghum. Winter triticale was less than you'd have after winter wheat, and the spring triticale, about all you can say, is better than fallow. And this is the residue after we took off the biomass. These are the forage yields, dry matter yields, by crop within treatment. The first bar is the continuous winter triticale, around 5,000 pounds. The second bar is continuous forage sorghum. And then the next two are the double crop, winter triticale, forage sorghum, or this is the winter triticale phase and the forage sorghum phase. And the last three is that three crops in 2 years, winter triticale, forage sorghum, and spring triticale. If you look at the bars, all the forage sorghum, even though there's quite a bit of variability here, are all within the same group. If you look at the winter triticale, they all fall by the same letter, and at least yielding with the spring triticale. If you annualize those yields, to take into account the double cropping, and these yields vary a little bit because these were based on five site years. The previous ones were based on every crop that was in phase. So when you start the rotation, some of the phases come in quicker, especially the continuous crop or the double crops, and so there's slight differences. But these are for five site years. So 5,000 pounds, 10,000 for forage sorghum. Then with that double crop, this is total production, a combination of the winter triticale and forage sorghum in that year, was slightly more than forage sorghum. And then the three crops in 2 years was just slightly more than continuous winter triticale. If you look at yields per harvest, of course, the forage sorghum had the most yield per harvest. Here we have, you got to have two harvests per year versus these are only one. And here we have one and a half harvests, or three harvests in 2 years. So depending on how you get look at this, what you'd want to look at. But by and large, forage sorghum is the highest producer. Spring triticale is the least for biomass. We made your soil water in the profile of planting and harvest. This is non-irrigated, so this is just rainfall with the only water addition. So the water used is just a combination of soil water depletion and growing season precipitation. The axis here is dry matter yield, and this is the water use on the bottom. The lines are kind of faded here, but they show up better on the screen. They show up on my computer. But anyways, forage sorghum is the top line, the blue diamonds, and it came out to about 700 pounds per inch of water use. The next line here was winter triticale, and it came out to about 500 pounds, and spring triticale a little over 400 pounds. R squareds are not great. Best with the spring triticale, which had the shortest growing season, and worst with the winter triticale, which had the longest growing season. And we've kind of seen that in other studies, that a long growing season compared to water use is usually not as good as a short growing season crop. If you look at just percentages, the forage sorghum produced about 35% biomass, more biomass than winter triticale, and winter triticale is about 25% more than spring triticale on an inch of water use basis, the slope of the lines. If you look at that at yield versus either plant available water or planting, which is in that other formula, we had two things that are splitting this out. Again, forage sorghum is the highest, 500 pounds per inch of water at planting time. Second is winter triticale, and which is a very flat line, very little response to planting water. And then the lower line is spring triticale, which has a fairly steep line, but it starts at a low value, around 500 pounds. And then if you look at it versus growing season precipitation, again, the top line is sorghum, about 700 pounds per inch of rainfall. The second one is the winter triticale here, the fairly flat one, and then only 200 pounds. And again, the spring triticale was very responsive to in-season rainfall, but started at a very low level, and we had very low growing season precipitation because of the very low water use or low short growing season. The forage quality of the three crops, these were averaged over the rotations. Crude protein was higher than the triticale, either winter or spring, which is, you like high crude protein, it's higher than the sorghum. The fiber, either ADF or NDF, was no different between the three crops. You prefer to have a fairly low fiber, actually. TDN was highest in the triticale versus forage sorghum, and higher is better. And then nitrate N, normally you would expect it higher in the forage sorghum, but there was 1 year that a winter triticale was fairly high and it brought it up. You do not want high nitrate N, or at least not too high. So the best forage quality was the triticale, the best TDN was triticale, the most volume or mass has been with the which is forage sorghum, but the quality is lower. So, in the summary, is the water use efficiency. It goes with the higher biomass producing crops, which is forage sorghum, followed by winter triticale, followed by spring triticale, and it goes from about 700 pounds to 400 pounds of water use. Quality, forage sorghum is lowest, lower protein and energy. And normally you'd expect nitrate N to be higher in forage sorghum. That was not necessarily the case in the study. So for the rotations, the continuous winter triticale may be good for stalker operations. It's got a high forage quality, but low tonnage. The other problem is there is no rotation, you have poor weed control, especially with winter annual weeds may be a problem. So there is some issues with that. Continuous forage sorghum, very high yielding, but low quality. Again, you're back to no rotations, poor weed control, and now you're probably worried about summer weeds versus winters. The double crop, it produced a lot of high yields. The quality wasn't bad, but it's a very intensive system, and getting crops to grow each year was a challenge. So we're thinking it may be very difficult to implement on an annual basis to be able to double crop every year, when it's especially in dry years. So the kind of the system that may be the better would be the winter treated Kaylee, forage sorghum, spring treated Kaylee, three crops in 2 years. It gives you a rotation, which the others don't very well. It gives you a mix of high yielding crops, high quality crops, and low yielding crops, and some low quality crops, but a combination of all of them. And the spring triticale kind of proved to be a decent crop to go from forage sorghum to winter triticale. It's planted after forage sorghum, at the forage sorghum harvest, and then planted and harvested right before winter triticale. So it's a fairly short growing season for that. So anyway, the precipitation risk is probably worse with the continuous crop of forage sorghum and continuous wheat, and you have no rotations. You're very dependent on forage growing season rainfall, and the timing is really critical. By having the three different crops, you kind of spread out your risk a little bit, so the chance of a complete failure goes down. Maybe your chance of having the greatest crop probably goes down too, but it, especially in this and all the operations, especially in stalker operations and cow-calf, there's a need to have a fairly reliable feed source. Anyways, that's in the presentation. Any questions, I'll refer to John. No, I would try to ask. I'll give you John's email, and you can follow him, find him if I can't do it.
Just a couple minutes.
I didn't think the moderators were allowed to do that.
Yeah, I noticed on your water use efficiency, the scatter around the forage sorghum was really broad. Did that have to do with some of those points being forage sorghum in the double crop scenario, or was the forage sorghum just that variable?
Yeah, I think it's a combination too, because some of this is the double crop and some of it is an annual cropping. We've had some really high yields and we've had some really, really, really poor yields. Especially on the double crop, it has some extremely poor yields in the driest year. But we've had, in a more favorable year, we've had some, you know, really great yields. So there's a lot of scatter around that number.
And then how much nitrogen fertilizer we apply to this?
The question is how much nitrogen fertilizer, and the answer, I'm not sure. What we did at Tribune, we applied about 80 pounds. I'm not sure what he did at the other places.
You said that nitrogen in sorghum should have been higher than winter triticale. Why wasn't that the case? Or was sorghum nitrate in sorghum lower than what you would expect?
The question is about the nitrate nitrogen. According to John, typically it's going to be higher in sorghum than triticale. But in this particular study, the winter triticale in one of the site years had a really high level, so that they came out even. There was no difference. The concern is with nitrate poisoning and using it as feed, of course, or toxicity. I'm actually not sure what the level would be to be considered a toxic level if these are even close to that.